This podcast contains adult language and crude humor. Listener discretion is advised.
Do you guys think that Alexstrasza looks at her like visage form titties in the mirror and just says like, yes, queen, that is so nice. Dragons don't have titties, but these are nice.
Thralls, balls, they're everywhere!
Thralls, balls, the World of Warcraft podcast with a dirty mind and a clean behind. Hosted by Bentolus, Gershom, Flurby, and Wooly.
What is up, swingers? That was my longest what's up ever from the still probably temporary TBHQ in Chicago. Nothing special to mention there. Welcome to Thralls Balls, episode number 135. I'm Gershom, the sassy ass beast mastery hunter. And while I was hoping to be joined by my brothers in lizardry, unfortunately, I mean, not so much. It's fine. I'm by myself today. So no personal Flurposaurus, no raw mogging, whatever, no new daddy, Wooly. Nope. It's all me out here. Hello. Just kidding. We would normally say, how are we doing? But I guess there's no one here to say that. So unfortunately, Bent and Flurpy are both being disastrousized by like terrible weather in Texas. Like they're on flood warnings, power's on and off, things are going on. So, and Wooly, I mean, I tried to call him. We were on a 5-minute call and of course there was a baby. So yeah, Wooly has a baby. She's super cute. I saw her, she's so cute. Yeah, and just going into that, I mean, that is totally awesome. I think that at this point, Wooly is taking somewhat of a leave of absence. So he's still part of the show. He is still, you know, the founder of the show. Everything that we, you know, have built on is because of Wooly, but I think for now he's taking a little break because of the baby. So it's not really a whole lot to say there. And also just that, you know, he has mentioned to me that outside of like baby needs and stuff, he's available. He's still on the Discord, thrallsballs.com. Don't forget, go check it out. But other than that, yeah. So Wooly's on break. Bent and Flurpy are dealing with shit weather and I'm by myself in Chicago. So we had a really funny joke. Unfortunately, I really like the joke. I almost want to tell it, but I'm going to skip it. So I guess we would normally go into what we have been up to. I honestly haven't been up to a lot. I did a lot of time walking. So I did time walking on Gershom. I did time walking on Choaspi, which is my warlock. And I actually jumped into some time walking on my 66 Evoker, our captain. Remember, our captain is a dragon. Yeah, that guy. So he's 70 now, so that's cool. And then everyone else got like, you know, their piece from the time walking weekly quest. And then I just pushed it to 8 and got everyone like a vault piece, not the Evoker, because he can't grab the weekly quest or he doesn't have a great vault yet, but he's got a couple pieces, you know, out of the dungeon. So overall, you guys, I feel like this is a really good, I mean, maybe it just feels good to be back in season 4, right? Like, I don't know if that feels good to y'all. I hope it feels good to y'all. Enjoying it. I didn't really have as hard of a time as I thought on my Evoker. I thought it was fun. I was getting used to that rotation a little bit. And then obviously my Hunter and my Warlock, I can do that in my sleep. So that was fun. There was like, just to backtrack a little bit, there was a bit of a bug with the time walking. So if you were like an eager beaver and you did your time walking on like Tuesday night and you turned in your quest, you might have gotten like a shit like 350 eye level piece when you should have gotten a 493. That has since been fixed. They are sending new caches to every player that happened to. If that happened to you and you didn't get your cache, I would suggest maybe going and submitting a ticket. But from what I heard, people are getting that gear replaced. It didn't happen to me. I was so late in the start on the week, as per usual, that didn't happen to me. So I got some like, I think one, I got like a 507. I was like, what the fuck? It's pretty cool. other than that, other than learning to edit this podcast, which has been a beautiful disaster, if I'm going to be kind, maybe we can move on to the WoW news, because there's a lot of it. Yeah, let's go, motherfuckers.
Time for WoW news, motherfuckers.
All right, so we're going to come in with a little bit of old news. I just feel like it's fair to mention, and this is really quick. So the whole NetEase Blizzard thing has basically been resolved. Blizzard Games will be back in mainland China. Blizzard and NetEase have renewed their partnership, finding a way to bridge previous gaps. And that's like the press release. So Chinese players can play WoW again. That's exciting. And they're looking at like a summer release date for that. So that's coming up. I mean, it's already almost May, so that's nice. And then the players who were suspended or whatever it was, or whose accounts got killed, they'll be back. So all those fully preserved accounts will be back. And just so you know, everything that I'm mentioning here in the news is going to be in the show notes later. So we will have links for you on all of those things. And now I know that this is like really exciting for a lot of people, is the WoW remix, it's a Pandaria. So I know a lot of folks have been getting over this, but we'll go over it too. It's a time limited event which allows players to re-experience the entirety of the Mists of Pandaria expansion at an accelerated rate from level 10 through 70. All loot has been completely overhauled and has powerful new effects, allowing players to shape their experience, power up, and power on. Features include, wow, we have a whole list here. Accelerated leveling. So basically you can go so fast that you're going to be able to hit every quest scenario, dungeon, and raid. I remember when scenarios were a thing in this, and then I got back on in like Legion and I was like, what happened? Where's scenarios? Yeah, that was a Pandaria thing. So if you like those scenarios, they're pretty cool. You can do them again. Create a new WoW remix character starting at level 10 through 70. From what I hear, that character is going to be able to be transferred to your main account eventually, so that'll be pretty cool. And then of course there's going to be a mountain of loot. It's going to be everywhere. And I just have to butt in on myself here and say that so far, all these new ways that they have of playing the game, I really enjoy this. Yeah, it seems like there's a way to level up or get loot doing like almost everything you want, right? So like you got these remixes, you got the different classics, you have the hardcore, you have all this other stuff. I think at this time there's maybe like 7 or 8 ways to play the game, which I'm totally excited about. I'm still just stuck soloing in retail, like honestly, but there are so many ways to play this game, guys. So this is really what's up. And I like that it's not a mop classic. I think there was like some people didn't even want Kata Classic for some reason. They're like, Kata's when the world broke, that's when they should stop. And they did Kata Classic anyways. So this isn't mop classic. It's like its own thing. It's kind of like an event, which I like, because I think a couple weeks ago we made reference to an interview with John Haidt where he was like, oh, we're gonna come up with these fun little, you know, seasonal ideas and stuff. So yeah, no expansion purchase required. It's just a fun extra event. A trial account can actually participate up to level 20, just like any other trial account. You will be able to dragonfly as part of this. And then, you know, like I said in the show notes, there's gonna be like a ton. We have like a ton of articles. But just really quick, I want to go over by level, like what you're going to be able to encounter, just in case anyone is curious. So at level 10, we're going to see Temple of the Jade Serpent, Scarlet Hall, Scarlet Monastery, and Scholomance. At level 20, we will see Stormstout Brewery. At level 25, we will see Shadowpan Monastery, Mogoshan Vaults Raid. And then at 30, we'll see Siege of New Zhao Temple. 35 will be the Heart of Fear Raid. 40 will be Mogushan Palace, Gate of the Setting Sun, and the Terrace of Endless Spring Raid. 45 will open up Isle of Giants and the Timeless Isle, which is cool. If you're a hunter, you can go there and get Undasta. Go check that out. It's pretty sweet. I'm not sure if Undasta will drop in this version, but we'll see. Maybe. 50, you're going to get Isle of Thunder, which is the Throne of Thunder Raid, which is pretty cool too. There's some mounts in there, there's some pretty, and it's just great content too. And then 60, you'll get Siege of Orgrimmar, and 70, all of those aforementioned raids will be available at Heroic. And this is all coming on May 16th. Yep, this week we got a release date for that. So whole lot of notes to check out coming on May 16th is the Mist of Pandaria sort of experience, or I think they called it Pandemonium, which I thought was super cute. And then moving forward, we have the War Within Alpha. I'm not gonna touch too much on this because we're not like all about data mining, but there's a lot of it and some story spoilers. I know Wally said something pretty significant happens in pre-patch to a significant location and to a significant NPC, and that's all we're gonna say. Damn it. Well, Wally, Illyria, Telegris Rift. Okay, all right. Now that that's out of the way, cool. All the hero talents are out at this time, so definitely check out your hero talent trees on the WoWhead. When I look at trees, I kind of like, I'm like, wow, I want to see how this plays. So I'm much more of a doer, but if you want to look it up, all the hero talents are out at this time. And then I think something just like small that I think I'm looking forward to personally is the fact that pet stables are being overhauled in a major, major way. It's really not, I mean, it's esoteric to go through all the details, right? But as a hunter, I love this. Like, it's just going to be easier. And then there's some spellbook changes too. So I think spellbooks are going to be like alphabetically organized. You could search for a spell instead of clicking through it and being like, oh my God, what spec was that part of? Is that a natural hunter thing? Or is that like something that's beast mastery? Or like whatever, excuse me, I hiccuped a little. So, yeah, just a few like little tiny changes that are coming. I'm sure there's a lot more out there. And if you guys want to talk about it, think about it, do it with us, whatever, fallsballs.com, you can join the Discord too. So we're always talking about that stuff. And then let me see, upcoming on May 7th, so 1 week before the Pandaria event. So we have things coming up on May 7th, May 16th. We have the last content update for Dragonflight, and it's called Darkheart 10.2.7. And I think the major highlights at this time include the end of the Dragonflight story. Of course, we're gonna get Troll and Draenei heritage armors. Yeah, man, you know I'm looking forward to that, man. And six new hair colors for the Kul Tiran. Neat, I guess. I don't even have a Kul Tiran yet, but if you have a Kul Tiran, go get your six new hair colors, right? And then if you have a butt ton of alts, you'll be able to have five more because they're adding five more character slots per account, I believe. So you can have up to 65 characters on an account. And I'm sorry, I slowed down there. I was scratching my head because I'm like, wow, that's a lot of tunes. And then I heard from friend of the show, Slide Whistle, he's like, I have three accounts just to have so many characters. So I don't know. Y'all, with your alt armies, you get five more per account. So, and then of course we have just jumped into with season four, Awakened Raids, which I have not participated in yet, but my friends in Collected Company are going hard on that. Go Collected Company. I got my foam finger up for y'all. Y'all know the foam finger. So it's a 1 week rotation between each raid. So Vault, Avarice, and then a Myrdris Cell. You get a bullion a week per character by defeating those awakened bosses. And then your revival catalyst reset to one charge is earned a week. And I guess beginning on June 4th, all the raids will be awakened. So maybe you could just go to any one you want. But right now it's like we said, like first it's Vault, then it's Avarice. So, and the Mirage Soul. So I think we're still on Vault next week. Tuesday reset will be Avarice, and then a Mirage Soul is how I assume it's gonna go. And then what else do we have? Oh, wow, there's like so much news this week. I'm so excited. Okay, so there is a personal tabard available. This is something Wooly sent me, I think is really cute. So there's like a short Chromie quest line. I don't know, I guess this is coming out in the 10.2.7. So I'm sure Chromie will show up and be like, hey, come get your cute little tabard or whatever. And you can customize it at this new NPC that's gonna be in Veldraken or any tabard designer. I don't know what that means, honestly, because I don't really wear taverns. I have my Lore Master one on, but I leave it invisible. So if anyone inspects me, they'll see that I have it, but I don't wear it because it's ugly and it has a big question mark or exclamation mark or something on it. Anyways, this personal tabard is an account-wide unlock, character unique. I don't know what they mean by customize it. Maybe it's colors, maybe it's little designs or something like that, which I think is cool because also like the Trading Post has been having tabards that have really neat colors. Like, oh, plain white tabard. Like, what if you want one of those? Or like plain purple tabard or whatever. So once again, yeah, link is in the show notes. And then very quickly, not like a whole lot to say about any of these things, but just also of note, a couple last things. So the WoW Companion app is on the way out. I had it for a while. I used it for like the auction house a couple of times, and then I lost my phone. And by the time I got a new phone, I was like, whatever, and I never used it again. So the WoW Companion app is on the way out. No more WoW Companion app. Rest in peace. Savage Ebony Battle Turtle. You can go ahead and add that to your turtle collection if you have a turtle collection. This has been data mined as the reward from a promotion. And I'm like kind of thinking, is it like a 6-month sub thing? But like normally those flyer are way cooler. Not to shit on the Savage Ebony Battle Turtle, because he's really cool. He's like almost all like sleek black with these like these super sick red eyes. But I don't know if you all have something you think about this or anything you've heard about it. Like I said, you can come hit us up in the Discord, thrallsballs.com. That would be fun. I have no idea what this could be. I think it'd be fun though. And then just a couple more things. Dragon riding races will be available in the new War Within zones. For those of you who like dragon riding, I never got into it for all specific eyeball reasons. But I know a lot of people who love this and who get the prizes and are really having a good time with this. I think that's very cool. So there'll be some new races available in the new War Within zones. And oh my gosh, I'm saying and a lot. I may edit that out. Let's see. Ashes of Alar is dropping from the Black Temple chest. So if you do time walking Black Temple, which by the time you listen to this episode, it's Sunday, April 28th. So the episode will come out tomorrow on the 29th. And then I believe on the 30th Tuesday, that event will be reset. But go run Black Temple time walking if you haven't yet on all your characters, and if you don't have Ashes of Alar because he's dropping out of the chest. That's cool. I like that. I got that a long time ago out of a Tempest Keep. I thought that was neat, but I think it's cool. If you don't have it, it gives you another chance to get it, so that's neat. And then we have an announcement also on Tuesday. The Kata pre-patch is coming out, so if you're a Kata classic enthusiast, I am not. I wasn't even all that enthused about Kata, but hey, I want to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Craig, right there, I think. But yeah, pre-patch for Kata, it's coming out Tuesday. And then, so we have also seen a list released of the mounts that will be able to skyride, which is what we've been calling dynamic flying so far, or dragon flying, I guess, because, you know, if you have like an invincible that's going to be able to fly in the War Within, or you know, if you're like Wooly and you have the Headless Horseman mount or whatever, there's a link in the show notes. You can see all 464 mounts that are so far as of alpha able to skyride, which I think is cool. I think that they're calling it skyriding is very neat because it's not all dragons, so that's very cool. And then, you know, obviously the final list subject to change, blah blah blah, it's just alpha, like it said it right there, but right now there's 464 mounts that are going to be able to skyride, so I think that's pretty neat. I didn't even look at this list yet, so it should be pretty cool. And then unfortunately, gonna wind it up with some bad news. No BlizzCon this year, possibly indefinitely. There's been some talk about having things like in-person events sort of globally on a date that could potentially be a BlizzCon date, and also looking at, you know, in-game events, because this year is going to be the 30th anniversary of the Warcraft franchise. So yeah, they're going to be doing some stuff in-game. No BlizzCon. I've heard some things in the press and stuff about maybe going to other things like GamesCon and stuff, which I found to be a little bit ironic because originally Blizzard got a little bit like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. I thought they got snotty and like pulled away from all conventions and then started their own convention. And it's like, that's really cool. But everyone's always known that like BlizzCon bled money. And I'm pretty sure that the major idea here is that Microsoft was like not pleased with that, with the purchase this year. So whatever happens, happens. I think as long as we stick together, it'll be fine. It is a bummer though. I've only been to like one BlizzCon and I really would eventually enjoy going back, but it is what it is, you know, and I'm sure that Blizz will do us right with that stuff. And so guys, this is normally where we'd get into the mixed drink of the week and a game, but I'm by myself and I'm telling you, I am drinking these blackberry raspberry Monacos. They're pretty good. If I was going to play a game by myself, it would probably be World of Warcraft. So yeah, I guess that's where we're at today. I made it this far. I'm not too sweaty. Feel pretty good. I feel like my final thoughts are I blew through this really fast. And my final thoughts are also that I have an ass ton more of respect for people who do podcasts by themselves. I have to go learn and try and edit this thing. I've been practicing for days. I hope I can do it. I hope you guys get this episode. Swingers, I love y'all to pieces. This is ridiculous, okay? We're having so much fun. You can follow us in the places. Like I said, Wooly is still present on Twitter and Instagram at Wooly08, two O's, two L's, and a Y. I myself am Hunter Gershom, G-E-R-S-H-O-M. I'm only present on Twitter at the moment. Bentolas is only on Twitter, Bentolas_outlaw, Bentolas. And we have our newest boastie at Fleecy the Flurpy on Twitter, FleecyThaFlerpy. That's my Flurposaurus. And then you can follow the show at Thralls Balls Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can email us at thrallsballspodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear a review from you if you feel so inclined. You can leave it on the Spotify question and answer section. They ask you what you thought about the episode. You can drop it right there. iTunes does the same thing.
This has been an episode brought to you solely by Gershom. And now I can say Gershom Out Loud Redux, and it is officially in the recording, and therefore I can make it the episode title. SMD, bitches. But don't actually SMD. That's my wife's job. And also, I'm not trying to insult anybody. Do you know what? Just, you are, why are you still listening? Go home.